It's time to head out west, out to Hackberry Rod and Gun, and talk to Captain Kirk Stansel. And Kirk, I've been watching this radar for the last couple of hours, and man, it's just sitting on you guys. It's not moving, but it does look like it's lightened up. What's going on over there on this Labor Day Saturday morning? Are you guys going to get out, or are you going to kind of hang back a while?
Well, we're hanging back now, but I think 7, 8 o'clock we should be able to get out. It's supposed to kind of ease off and then come back in around noon. So I think we'll get a day in. We've got rain. Got it yesterday. We didn't go at all yesterday because it just rained all day. And then again this morning, that little low sitting offshore there just pumping it in on us.
Well, I did see a couple of big trout that came in from that area this week. Was some of your boats in on that?
Yeah, we had a couple of nice fish, you know, up in the at five and three quarter pounds, nothing huge, but you know, a real nice trout, probably the biggest ones we've caught this year.
Yeah, that's fine fish. And as far as mixed in with some red and flounder,
yeah, not many flounder, a few, just you know, here and there. The redfish bite turned back on. You know, it'd been off all summer, but here in the last week, we've been catching redfish mainly in the marshes around the weirs and stuff, and then. The trout, you know, we had a real good bite, you know, a couple weeks ago when we had that northeast wind. Then that bite has tapered off, not catching the numbers we were. They're still along the channel, a lot of undersized fish, nothing really happening in the lake itself at all. But, you know, this east wind been blowing, you know, 8-10 miles an hour every day, and that's kind of killed the lake bite for sure.
Yeah, you know, we're kind of in that – I guess you'd call it an in-between stage where they really haven't started making a transition. Yeah. What is the best technique or tactic y'all use when the fishing gets like this?
Oh, the best are those DuPont Red Sticks. Have you ever used one?
No, I have not. Tell me about it.
All right. You light the fuse, throw it in the water, and wait with the dip net.
Oh boy, no. You set the hook on that one. Yes, indeed. Yeah, that'll work though. That will work.
Yeah, it works. You better believe it. Now, man, best technique right now is, I mean, it's fish hard. That's your best technique right now because it's a tough bite. It always is first part of September till we get a couple cool fronts that start pushing the bait out. But you know, you have everything, have a full arsenal when you go out. I'm talking about have some live shrimp, catch you some live mullet, you know, when you go out, or some croaker, and, you know, and soft plastics is mainly the best artificial bait right now. And, you know, on a 3/16 or a quarter ounce jig head, the down south lures or the Little Johns, both of those have been working. And in the light colors, let's say the bone diamond, you know, something that imitates more of a shrimp.
Now, those 5-pound-plus trout that came in, were that incidental to catching smaller fish, or was that something they targeted?
Yeah, that was. Those actually came off the rocks, right off the ship channel, right out there in front of the camp on live mullet.
Yeah. All right, how about teal? What are we seeing these days?
We're seeing them. They're showing up. They've been showing up for about the last 2 weeks. And there's quite a few teal down here. Even in the marshes, we got pockets that are showing quite a few teal.
Now, last year we had that drought, and that created a real unique situation down there. But that's not going on this year.
No, it's far from that this year. I mean, you're looking at two opposites right now from last year to this year. But, yeah, the marshes are in great shape. You know, we've had all this rain all year long, you know, and a lot of duck food. You know, if we can keep storms away, I think we'll have a real good waterfowl season.
Well, our Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Secretary and even our governor got involved, and they have asked the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service if we can include black-bellied whistling tree ducks, the Mexican whistlers, into our teal season. Probably not for this year, but for next year. How would that impact your hunting down there?
Oh, we would shoot some. There's no doubt because that's when we see them. You know, during the regular duck season, we see a few, but they're around. There's a lot more of them around during teal season. Now, is it just black bellies or the fulvish too?
Just the black bellies.
Okay, I mean that's what we're seeing more of, but we do see quite a few fulvish. You know, and you know a lot of hunters have to be able to distinguish between the two.
Well, yeah, you would if it was during teal season. Of course, during the regular season,
exactly.
It doesn't matter. You can take them.
Right.
Now, let me ask you this. Down around your parks and areas where hunting's not allowed, do you see a lot of them congregating there like we do in other parts of the state?
Oh, yeah. Yes, absolutely. I mean, they're just a lot of the ponds. In Hackberry, for instance, a lot of places where you have these just ponds and stuff, and we're, especially when it's close to where they feed cattle, uh-huh. just bunches of them show up.
Now, what is your thinking on this? Some people say if we opened up and put more pressure on them by hunting them during the teal season, they become more wary and you wouldn't see them doing that. Just like we don't see very many teal and mallards and gray ducks sitting around the parks and the ditches and the canals and that type of thing. And other people say, no, you'll just drive them there because they'll realize that's where it's safe to go. What do you think?
I think we'll have to hunt them and wait and see. I mean, who knows what they're going to do?
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, who knows? That's only speculation. You know, people have opinions, of course, and I don't know. If there's no pressure, you know, just like regular ducks, if there's areas where there's no pressure, that's where the ducks are going to congregate.
Well, they're kind of goofy. In fact, I think that's the species Daffy Duck was. I mean, they kind of goofy. I don't know if they know what they would do, but we need to find out.
That's a fact, you know, and they're sissies, too. All you got to do is hit one in the toenail, and he's going to fall.
Kirk, if you would, you guys just have too much fun there. Give us a phone number if somebody wants to come get in on it.
Okay, it's toll-free, Don. It's 888-762-3391, and our website's hackberryrodandgun, spell out the word and, .com. And look at our live webcams. You know, you can see what we're bringing in, you know, as far as fishing goes.
Always good report. Thanks so much, Kirk. Always appreciate it, my friend.
You bet. All right. Good talking to you, Don. You have a great show. Thank you.
Thank you. And there he goes, Captain Kirk Stansel.